Dr. Habdir Nazikchian and clinic note on Dylan Rich, D-Y-L-A-N, or last name R-I-C-H, birthday 6-19-98. Office visit 7-26. Patient presents with history of a fever, slight cough with light chart pain described. Left upper chest with inspiration. Been sick for 2 days. His symptoms on contributory past medical history states he has had asthma in the past, has been being held nebulizer that he uses rarely. Social history states he vapes, cutting back, also works offshore. Home for only 5 days. Family history on contributory physicals and general appearance. Patient, no acute distress. And eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Neck temple without masses. Lungs. Few bronchi heard without rouse or wheezing. Abdomen soft without again nasally or tumors. Heart rather without murmurs or gallop. Skin. Extremities neuropsychiatric. All within normal limits. Chest x-ray obtained. And I think it's still working here. Chest x-ray obtained in the office showed the presence of infiltrate. Right lower lung. Without consolidation, compatible with pneumonia, probably viral. They found diagnosis influenza with a chest pain with pneumothorax, right lower lobe. Patient was given prescription for Z-Pak and amoxicillin to take for pneumonia. Advised for CPCP next week for follow-up. Return here if needed, and given to go to the emergency room and has any worsening of symptoms or reoccurrence of pain or evidence of difficulty breathing. With additional evaluation as required. Thank you, Dr. Halvinger. Excuse me, this is an addendum to that dictation. On same patient, this is on the 7/27/24. Patient's returned to the clinic with his girlfriend, seeking medical records in preparation to go into the emergency room. She works in a family practice clinic in the Woodlands, so we're going to go to ACA hospital. Excuse me. We're going to go to Herman Hospital in the Woodlands. Patient is in the states that she's been getting low oxygen saturations at home, oxygen saturation repeated in the office, in the waiting room was 98, no evidence of respiratory distress. But patient states he was feeling worse. Records were given with a CD of the chest of the x-rays as well as photos on cell phone to return to be seen in emergency room in the Woodlands for further evaluation and treatment. States that they had started the antibiotics given to him yesterday and had taken 3 doses at this time. Again, patient going to the emergency room as directed with some increased distress, without evidence of response to antibiotics, and concern about his condition. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.